not feeling very funny right now.
Archie's phone screen shows a string of unanswered texts.
Hey, babe, where are you? You never came back after band played. Ronnie, call me, okay? Worried. Called. Went to voicemail. Where are you? 3 days now. What's wrong? Are you mad at me? Veronica?
Archie and Jughead sit in a booth at Pop's chocolate shop. Juggy alternates eating between a pile of hamburgers and a mountain of French fries, while Archie stares sadly at his cell phone.
Veronica's ghosting me. It hurts, Jug. How do you cope with pain so awful?
Have you tried eating it away?
I don't have much of an appetite.
Then talk it out. You know this is about Betty, right?
What? That's not fair! Betty and I are just friends. We made up. We had a bro hug. That's all it was.
Jughead calmly pops a French fry into his mouth.
Have you allowed for the possibility that Veronica somehow witnessed this makeup moment?
Maybe. Why would that matter?
Dude.
Archie's forehead hits the table in frustration as Jughead continues to eat.
Have you talked to Betty about this?
She has her own problems right now.
At that same moment, Saeed sits on the floor of Betty's room, his back against her bed. He plays a video game, glowering silently at the screen, while Betty sits on her bed above him.
Saeed, try pushing the start button.
Saeed says nothing, stabbing the controller furiously. Betty watches him, frowning.
What? What is it? You haven't said hardly anything since—
Don't break my concentration, okay?
Betty shakes her head and looks sidely out the window. Saeed's eyes break from the video game and regard her coldly.
Looking for Archie?
Oh, for God's sake!
Saeed suddenly flings the controller over his shoulder onto the bed. Betty dives for it.
What the—
It's just a stupid game, Betty.
Saeed stands up and storms out of Betty's room.
Then again, you like stupid games, don't you?
Betty follows him down the stairs.
What are you talking about?
You told me you and Archie were friends again.
It's like I can hear the quotes around friends, Saeed.
Saeed heads out the front door with Betty close behind.
Just friends. That's not a secret.